Hello, this is Teacher Bear. 我是贝尔老师。小朋友，你知道麦克阿瑟将军是谁吗？
Do you know who General MacArthur was?
他是美国人，在第二次世界大战中扮演了非常重要的角色。
He was an American who played a very important role in World War II.
今天贝尔老师要给你们介绍一篇他为儿子写下的祈祷文。
Today I want to introduce to you a prayer that he wrote for his son.
现在就让贝尔老师来念给你听。
Now let me read it for you. A father's prayer.
为子祈祷文
Translator
吴希珍翻译吴希珍
Build me a son, O Lord, who will be strong enough to know when he is weak, and brave enough to face himself when he is afraid.One who will be proud and unbending in honest defeat, and humble and gentle in victory.
主啊，请陶冶我的儿子，使他成为一个坚强的人，能够知道自己什么时候是软弱的，使他成为一个勇敢的人，能够在畏惧的时候认清自己，谋求补救。使他在诚实的失败之中能够自豪而不屈，在获得成功之际能够谦逊而温和。
Build me a son whose wishbone will not be where his backbone should be, a son who will know thee, and that to know himself is the foundation stone of knowledge.
请陶冶我的儿子，使他不要以愿望代替实际作为，使他能够认识主，并且晓得自知乃是知识的基石。
Lead him, I pray, not in the path of ease and comfort, but under the stress and spur of difficulties and challenge. Here that he learn to stand up in the storm.Here that he learned compassion for those who fell.
我祈求你，不要引导他走上安逸舒适的道路，而要让他遭受困难与挑战的磨练和测力，让他借此学习在风暴之中挺立起来，让他借此学习对失败的人加以同情。
Build me a son.Whose heart will be clean, whose goal will be high, a son who will master himself before he seeks to master other men, one who will reach into the future, yet never forget the past.
请陶冶我的儿子，使他的心地纯洁，目标高超，在企图驾驭他人之前，先能驾驭自己，对未来善加筹划。但是永不忘记过去。
And after all these things are his, add, I pray, enough of sense of humor, so that he may always be serious, yet never take himself too seriously. Give him humility, so that he may always remember the simplicity of greatness, the open mind of true wisdom,The meekness of true strength.
在他把以上诸点都已做到之后，还请赐给他充分的幽默感，使他可以永远保持严肃的态度，但绝不自视非凡，过于拘执。请赐给他谦逊，使他可以永远记住真实伟大的朴实无华，真实智慧的虚怀若谷。和真实力量的温和蕴藉。
Then I, his father, will dare to whisper, I have not lived in vain.
然后作为他的父亲的我才敢低声说道， 我已不虚此生。小朋友，贝尔老师知道这篇祈祷文对你来说可能有一点困难。
The language of this prayer may be a little difficult for you.
但是贝尔老师希望你先欣赏这些优美的文字。
But I hope that you will appreciate the beauty of the words first.
然后贝尔老师知道你一定有办法去理解。
And later you will find a way to understand the more difficult parts.
比如说你可以问问师长，跟朋友讨论，或查查字典。
For example, you can ask your parents or teachers, discuss it with friends, or look it up in a dictionary.
当你遇到困难时，你会害怕吗？贝尔老师希望你能勇敢面对困难。这时你可以说
I will be brave.
意思是我会勇敢的。请跟贝尔老师再说一次
I will be brave.
小朋友，贝尔老师希望你能借由这篇祈祷文思考思考你想成为怎么样的人。
I hope you can use this prayer to reflect on who you want to be.
还有，你知道父母曾经为你祈祷过什么吗？
Do you know what your parents once prayed for you?
你可以问问他们哦。
You can ask them.
你呢？你想为父母祈祷什么呢？
And you, what prayer would you say for your parents?
八月八号父亲节快到了，你可以把你的祈祷文写下来给父亲看看哦。
Father's Day is coming on August the 8th. You can write your prayer down and share it with your father.
我们下次见咯。 See you next time.